Blog Talk Radio.
Presence of the Lord is here. Presence of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. Presence of the Lord is here. Oh, presence of the Lord is here. Spirit of the Lord is here. Anybody feel it tonight? I feel it in the atmosphere. The Spirit of the Lord is here. Oh, the Spirit of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. The power of the Lord is here. I feel it in the atmosphere. The power of the Lord is here. Oh, the power.
Right where you are.
Let all the
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Come on, open up your mouth and just thank God. Right now, we're still here. Come on into the end with all faith, trust, and believing God for a mighty move in your life and the life of your family. Amen. Come on, worship him in truth and in spirit. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Oh, Father God, if it had not been for you on our side, what would we be on today? But, Lord, we thank you, O God, for this day, for this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Come on, let's give God some praise. Open up your mouth and shout glory, hallelujah, to the Most High God. Amen. Come on, enter in with all faith. Amen. Oh, come on, let us sing to the Lord. Let us shout joy to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving. Let us shout joy to him with psalms, for the Lord is the great God and the great King above all gods. In his hand there are the deep places of the earth, the heights of the hills are his also. The sea is his, for he made it, and his hand formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear, hallelujah, the voice of the Lord and receive in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we come believing, but Lord, we ask that you help us with our unbelief right now, so that we may receive our healing, that we may be delivered and set free, oh God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that a way will be open, oh God, and breakthrough will come. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name, Father God. Oh, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come this day with all faith. We come believing and trust you for a mighty move, oh God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you release your warring angels to war against any spirits designed to stop our prayers from being answered. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare with all faith that our prayers will not be earthbound, but they will ascend into the supernatural. Lord, we thank you for answered prayers this morning. Amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, creator of all in all for all, we come to you this morning with a humble spirit to be forgiven and delivered from all that's not of you. Amen. We thank you for loving us and that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, to pay the price for our sins. We thank you that he died on the cross for us. Amen. And rose again on the third day. Hallelujah. We confess that Jesus is Lord over every area of our life. We thank you, Lord, give Jesus for your shed blood that redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death. Amen. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. Amen. We thank you for the beat of our heart. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of that. Lord, we thank you for remembering us on today. Amen. We thank you for our salvation, which included healing, deliverance, and protection. We thank you that Jesus bore all our shame and carried away our infirmities. We thank you that Jesus came to set the captives free. Heavenly Father, we repent for ever agreeing with the devil in his lies. We repent for opening up doors that allow the enemy to get a stronghold in our minds. We repent for sins of omission and commission. We repent for practicing sin openly in secret in defiance of your love. Now we break and destroy all agreements with the enemy. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we remove every lie that the enemy has told us about who we are and what we're worth and what we are and who you are and what we can and cannot do. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we renounce our thoughts and feelings of fear, anxiety, shame, guilt, condemnation, rejection, addiction, perversion, anger, rage, or wrath, bitterness, contention, control, depression, oppression, doubt, grief, hurt, hallelujah, hatred, hurt, infirmity, affliction, jealousy, lack, loneliness, lust, obsession, occultism, praying, pride, religious spirits, fighting spirits, levitant spirits, rebellion, resentment, mental illness, revenge, soul ties, suicide, trauma, unbelief, unclean spirits, anything else that's not of the Holy Spirit. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we choose now, hallelujah, by the power of our will to forgive everyone who has hurt us, abused us, abandoned us, betrayed us, lied to us, disappointed us, and otherwise wronged us. We forgive them all now, and we ask you to forgive them, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, and we just want to say thank you. Thank you for your help on today. Please, Heavenly Father, give us the grace to walk in forgiveness as a lifestyle. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, give us the faith, Lord God, to walk in your spirit and not in the flesh. Amen. Or to be led by the enemy lies. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, by faith we receive your mercy, grace, and forgiveness. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that our past is under the blood of Jesus Christ. And we are redeemed, hallelujah, by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We're protected by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood. We break and bind every generational curse from our life and family bloodline right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Devil, you have no right to us. Or those in our family, we are blood washed and redeemed. We are saved. We belong to Jesus. You have no right to our lives. We take authority over you right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we command you to go and never to return. Loose us. Leave us. Come off us. Come out of us. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord God, that the anointing has broken the yoke of bondage. And then we thank you, Lord God, that who the Son has set free is free indeed. Hallelujah to your name, God. We break and destroy the power of every assignment against our life and those in our family and those that we're in charge of our lives. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Lord God, for our deliverance. Amen. We thank you, Lord God, for our liberty. We thank you, Lord God, for setting us free. We thank you, Lord God, for your glory. Help us now to walk in our salvation, our healing, our deliverance with God and fear as your word commands. Help us to capture every thought that defies your word. Oh, Lord, help us right now, God. Help us to replace wrong thoughts with your thoughts. Help us to stand against all the retaliation of the enemy, against our breakthrough, against our healing, against our deliverance. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, whatever the enemy has caused division, amen, and confusion, oh God, let peace come and unity come, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, teach us to walk in your stature, in your ways, oh God. Strengthen us in our inner man. Fill us with your Holy Spirit. Fill us from overflowing with your living water. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you as we receive it right now by faith. We decree and declare it is so, and it shall be no other way. And we thank you for it, Lord. We victory. Thank you, Lord God, that it is done. Amen. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. 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 We can't thank you enough on today, oh God. But yet and still, we thank you, Father. We thank you and we need you, oh God. We come asking for more of you. We thank you for your ever-present help, oh Lord, and your help that's on the way, oh God. Lord, we pray for those who are in position, oh God, that you position, oh God, to be caregivers, oh God. Lord, we pray their strength on today, that your peace will come, oh God, that joy will overtake them right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That, oh Lord, that you will strengthen every bone in their body, oh God. Let restoration come, oh God, to the body that you've given them, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, restore every organ, every cell, every ligament, every muscle, every tissue, hallelujah, every bone in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we thank you that restoration has come. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare Isaiah 54:17 that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn. Amen. We decree and declare Isaiah 54:14 that we're establishing righteousness and oppression is far from us. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. We take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way right now. Amen. We take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we use it against the enemy. We decree and declare Galatians 3:13, we're redeemed from the curse of the law. We're redeemed from poverty. We're redeemed from sickness. We're redeemed from spiritual death. We overcome all because great is he that's in us and he that's in the world. We stand in the evil day. Heaven, hallelujah, heaven, hallelujah. Our loins girded and abound with truth, that we have the breastplate of righteousness. Our feet are, hallelujah, are filled, hallelujah, right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Our feet are shod with the gospel of peace. We take the shield of faith and we are covered with the helmet of salvation. We use the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, amen, and we decree and declare victory, amen. We are delivered from the power of darkness and translated to the kingdom of God's dear Son. We tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall hurt us, amen. We do not have the spirit of fear, but the power, love, and sound mind. Amen. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places. We decree and declare Isaiah 53:5 that we are healed by the stripes of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. We decree and declare that our children are taught of the Lord and Great is your peace. Amen. Oh, Lord, we can't thank you enough on today. We decree and declare it is so. Amen. We decree and declare that we are the seed of Abraham through Jesus Christ and receive the blessing of Abraham, Lord, and bless us, bless us, and multiply and multiply us as the stars of the heavens, as the sand of the seashore. Amen. Let your showers of blessing be upon our life, oh God. Turn every curse in our way into a blessing. Amen. Let your blessing make us rich, oh God. Let the wicked be purged off the land. And hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and cast down that we, your children, may live in peace. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we just want to say thank you. We bless your holy name. Lord, I pray on today, oh God, let us operate with your godly counsel and wisdom, oh God, as we receive your word. Oh, Lord, open up our understanding of scripture, oh God, amen, that we can apply to our daily lives and live a life that is upright and pleasing to thy sight, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, let the scripture take root in us, oh God, and be engraved on our hearts and minds, helping us to keep our minds stayed on you, that you'll keep us in perfect peace, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, purify, sanctify our mind and thoughts, and our thoughts be holy, pure, and righteous unto you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I break off right now, off our lives, any limitations and restrictions placed on our life by any evil spirits. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I bind and cast out all python and constricting spirits right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, bless us indeed, and Lord, our close up, let your hand be with us and keep us and those and our family from all evil. Amen. Cast out our enemies and enlarge our borders, oh Lord. Lord, you have promised to enlarge our borders, and we thank you. We receive it by faith in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, according to Psalm 119 and 32, enlarge our hearts so we can run the ways of your commandment. Our mouths are Lord over our enemies right now, according to 1 Samuel 2 and 1. And Lord, our steps are Lord so we can receive your wealth and prosperity. We receive deliverance and enlarge before our life right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let your kingdom and government increase in our life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we bind our minds to the mind of Christ and our will to your will, oh God. That thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Amen. We decree in the prayer of Micah 2 and 13, the break is gone before us and broken through every limitation and barrier of the enemy. Amen. Lord, you are the God of the breakthrough. You have broken forth against our enemies, and we thank you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, we thank you that, hallelujah, that you are our strength, that we can run through a troop and leap over a wall. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. We decree in the prayer in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We are called in Christ. We have redemption in Christ. We reign in life by Christ Jesus. We're alive to God through Christ Jesus. We have eternal life through Christ Jesus. Amen. We're joint heir with Christ Jesus. We're sanctified in Christ. Hallelujah. Our body is a member of Christ. Amen. We have victory through Christ Jesus. We're triumph in Christ. Hallelujah. We are new creation in Christ Jesus. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We have liberty in Christ. We're crucified with Christ Jesus. We put on Christ right now. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, Lord. We bless your holy name. We renounce right now all envy, jealousy, and covetousness in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We renounce all addictions to drugs and alcohol or any legal or illegal substance that has bound us and those in our family right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We renounce all hatred, anger, resentment, revenge, retaliation, unforgiveness, and bitterness right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Our Lord, my God. We thank you, Lord. We renounce all selfishness, self-will, self-pity, self-rejection, self-hatred, self-promotion in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We renounce all ungodly thought patterns and belief systems right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We renounce all ungodly covenant oaths and vows made by ourselves and our ancestors. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we thank you for this deliverance on today. By faith, we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We decree and declare your goodness on today. We thank you, Lord God, for answering prayers, oh God. Your word says, yet while we're still praying, you're already answering. We thank you, Lord God, that you answer the prayers, oh God. Hallelujah, prayers that we've prayed, oh God, and those that we have not prayed. Lord, on today, as we lift up our family on today, oh God, I pray that you would continue to bless and strengthen and heal, deliver, and set free your children, oh God, your daughter Bernadine, oh God, and all that she loves and concerned about, your daughter Classy, oh God, all that she loves and concerned about, your daughter Brenda Gale, and her mother Auntie Ruth DeMay, oh God, and all that she's concerned about in love, oh God, your daughter Bonnie, oh God, your daughter Vera, and all that they're concerned about in love, oh God, your daughter Sharon Gordon, oh God, all that she loves and concerned about, hey, talk about my shit here, your daughter Kim, oh God, all that she loves and concerned about, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, your daughter Eliza Jane, oh God, all that she loves and concerned about, your daughter Dorito, God, all that she loves and concerned about, your daughter Carolyn, all that she concerned and love, oh God, hallelujah, your daughter Sean Denise, and all that she loves and concerned about, amen, your daughter Earlene, oh God, all that she loves and concerned about, in the name of Jesus Christ, your daughter Twin, oh God, all that she loves and concerned about, your daughter Jamel, and all that she loves and concerned about, oh God, oh Lord, we just pray, oh God, that you would just touch right now, oh God, that you would heal, oh God, that you would send your healing virtue, your healing anointing, oh God, that healing would spring up, oh God, oh Lord, that healing would take place physically, spiritually, emotionally, amen, psychologically, right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, you have redeemed us and those of our family. You have, hallelujah, you have summoned us by name, and we are yours. We will not be afraid, amen. When we pass through the waters, you will be with us. The rivers will not overflow our lives, amen. When we walk through the fire, we will not be burned, and the flames will not set us ablaze, amen. Lord, you have brought us from the ends of the earth and joined us to the Holy One of Israel, amen. Lord, go forth as a mighty man, cry, roar, and prevail against your enemies, oh God. Make darkness light before us and crooked things straight in our lives, amen. Lord, you have redeemed us. You have summoned us by name, and we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, help us to forget the former things and not to dwell on the past. Do a new thing in our lives, oh God, and those in our family. Make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert in our lives, oh God. Lord, you have formed us for yourself, and we will show forth your praise. Amen. And we just want to say thank you. Hallelujah to your name, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God, and Lord, we pray, oh God, for hallelujah, those in Israel, oh God, in Jerusalem, oh God, we pray that the war would be no more, God. Oh Lord, that peace come upon the land. Let the enemies, oh God, let them turn on themselves, oh God. Let confusion come upon the cap of the enemy. Let them devour themselves till they come to nothing, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that they will hear the voice of the Lord, amen. And we just want to say thank you. Thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name, Father God. As we enter in, oh God, we thank you, Lord, that you have said that you will answer our prayers and have a set time when you will come to save us. You have chosen us to take your promise of hope to other nations. You will rebuild the country from its ruins, and then the people will come and settle there. Amen. According to Isaiah 49:8. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. You declare the end from the beginning. Let your counsel stand and do all your pleasure. Amen. And we thank you for, Lord. Teach us to prosper and lead us, oh God, in the way that we should go. Father God, as we go out on today, and those in our family members are traveling on today, and those of us that will be traveling, Lord, let us receive traveling grace and mercy, oh God. Bless us in our going and coming, oh God. Let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle and form of transportation that we may take on today, and those in our family may take on today. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it, in it, around about it, every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building, a place up, everywhere our feet may tread, heads may lay, amen. We plead the blood of Jesus Christ over it right now, and we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth covers us and protects us, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And we thank you for, Lord. We bless your holy name, Father God. Lord, we love you. We ask for more of you and less of ourselves. Father God, we ask that you bless our food, oh God. Lord, bless our bread and water. Let it take sickness away from our lives and those in our family. Lord, bless our food to protect us from all illnesses. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, bless our blood, oh God, for life of the flesh is in the blood, oh God. Oh, Lord, let our hearts be with the rhythm of life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, you are Jehovah Shalom, our peace, our health, and our prosperity. Lord, let our organs be blessed, and let every part of our body function the way you intended it to function, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, bless us with long life and show us your salvation, oh God. Lord, bless us with strength and let us not be feeble, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, let our hands and knees be confirmed and strong, amen. Hallelujah, oh God. We just want to say thank you. We will love you, oh Lord, our strength, amen. Let your strength be made perfect in our weakness, amen. We will not confess weakness, but we are strong, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, show us good and lift the light of your confidence upon us, oh God. Lord, bless us and make us exceedingly glad with your presence. Lord, make us full of joy in your presence, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, in your confidence, God, is life, and in your favor is like the crown of the latter rain, amen. Lord, hide not your face from us, amen. Lord, make your face shine upon us. We are your servant, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, let our health spring forth speedily, amen, and those in our family. Lord, restore health unto us and heal our wounds. Lord, bring health and a cure to every area of our life and give us the abundance of peace and those in our family and loved ones, amen. Lord, let us prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers according to 3 John 2, amen. Lord, you are the Son of righteousness. Arise over our life with healing in your wings, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, heal every breach in our life. Lord, we believe all our iniquities are forgiven and all our sicknesses are healed. Amen. Lord, send your word, oh God, holy, and heal us and deliver us and those our family from all destruction. Amen. Let our heart be whole and bind up our wounds, oh God. Hallelujah. We just want to say thank you. We receive it by faith, and it is so, and it shall be no other way. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, we thank you. We decree and declare that we are blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. That we're the head and not the tail, on top and not beneath. Amen. We don't owe anyone anything but to love them. We are the righteousness of God. Amen. We're children of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. We're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. And we're going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home. And we thank you for, Lord. We decree and declare that turnaround has come. Amen. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord God, for turning it all around for our good. We bless your holy name, Father God. Have your way, Lord. Lord, we ask what is it that you would have for us to do. We shall be obedient to fulfill all that you have prepared for us. And Lord, we ask that you be our strength. Amen. Hallelujah. Let the spirit of obedience rest in us, oh God, that we will fulfill every assignment that you place in our care. And we decree and declare all is well with us. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Amen. Will you open up your mouth and just thank God right where you are? Amen. We'll speak.
Yes, Lord.
We're still here. We just thank him right now. Amen. When he opened up his mouth, hallelujah.
Thank you,
Baba.
Thank you,
come
Lord.
On, come on, come on. It could have been, it should have been, but God, amen. Hallelujah.
God,
God turned this thing around and it looked like it was about to come to nothing. Amen. When you wanted to give up, amen, but God sent someone with a word. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank
you. We bless your name, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Good morning, family. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
And welcome.
Good morning.
Thank God for another opportunity, amen, to serve. Amen. Hallelujah. So good morning and welcome and welcome. Amen, amen,
Thank you.
Amen.
I don't know if it was long this morning. My phone, I thought it was charging through the night. I thought it had a charge, and it looks like it's in the red. So we're gonna go on until it hangs us up here. So good morning, and bless you, and call your name, and know how you're doing and how you been. Glory to God. Hey, Bernicine, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been? Hey, Bernicine.
Yeah. I'll see.
That's Ruth and me.
That sounds like 19.
It's Sister Scott, Kenny's mom. Sister Ruth and me. Bernstein, I don't know where she is this morning. She might have overslept.
I see a number on the phone.
Bernstein, you there?
Yeah.
That's Ruth and May talking.
Okay. Well, glory to God. We thank God. I see a Bernstein number on the phone. Maybe she fell asleep there. Amen. Well, God bless you, Bernstein. We love you. Thank God for you. I see that she's, her phone is connected. I'm not sure if there's something wrong with the line, but we'll come back. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Hey, Classy. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing this morning? How you been?
Good morning. Good morning, family. I thank God for waking me up this morning, closing my right mind, and I thank you for that wonderful prayer, and I'm doing good this morning. I feel great. My body is feeling well this morning. Thank you for the prayer,
Amen.
And I love everybody. Have a great
Amen.
Day.
Amen. We love you. We thank God for you. Hallelujah. God bless you. God
Lord.
Keep you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Cousin Brenda Gale and A.T. Ruth, may God bless you. Welcome. How y'all doing and how you been?
Yeah. Say good morning, Mother. Say good morning, family.
Good morning. Good morning.
How you doing, Mother? Tell them how you doing.
I'm doing pretty good.
You're doing pretty
Amen.
Good. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Good morning, family. Good morning, Tawanika.
Good morning. Hallelujah.
Good. We're having a wonderful, wonderful day. Good morning.
Good morning.
So we pray that the black folks will get out and vote. We have a chance of having a black governor if the black people will get out and vote for him this morning. So to God be the glory. Love you, family.
Glory.
Thank God for you.
Yeah.
To God be the glory.
Hallelujah. God bless you both. We love you. We thank God for you. So good to hear y'all both on the line this morning. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah, Lord. Amen and amen. Cousin Bonnie and Aunt Vera, God bless you. Welcome. How y'all doing and how y'all been?
Good morning. Doing good. Mama, you want to say good morning?
Good morning.
Everything is good. Good morning,
Amen.
Everybody. Amen.
Good morning. Amen. God bless you both. We love you. We thank God
yes.
for it. So good to hear y'all on the line this morning. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah, God. Amen. Mama Sharon Gordon, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I'm doing fine. Good morning, everyone on the phone. I'm doing fine, and I thank God for bringing me this far. And also,
Amen.
I really enjoyed that prayer. All
thank
of us supposed to be redeemed by
Amen.
The blood of the Lamb.
Yes, Lord.
I love you, Tapanika. Like I say,
I love you
my sister get mad with me when I say your name. That ain't her name, but you know.
Yes.
I always call you that. So,
yes,
God bless
okay.
you. God bless your family.
Amen.
Count it a blessing. Keep
Amen.
Doing what God wants you to do. In the name
Amen.
Of Jesus.
In the name
yes,
of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God.
Amen.
God bless you, God.
Amen.
We love you. We thank God for you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Love you too. Yes, Lord. Amen. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been? Cousin Kim? Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Good morning.
Glory to God. Okay, she came on.
I'm
Cousin
sorry
Kim?
About all the noise. Yes, can you hear me?
Okay, yes, we can hear you now. God bless you. How you doing
yes.
and how you
Good
been?
Morning, everyone. Oh, I'm doing just fine for morning and such a beautiful morning to hear all my family on the line. Sorry about the background noise.
Oh, no problem. God bless you. God keep you. We love you. We thank God for you. So good to hear you on the line this morning. Hallelujah, God. Yes, Lord. Amen. Ain't Eliza Jane, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good.
Good morning, family.
I'm doing great.
Sitting here looking out sunshine on this beautiful day. So I thank God for my health. So good to hear all my family on here doing good. Bernie Singh probably rolls out to sleep. You can call her later. She'll wake up.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen and amen. God bless you. God keep you. So good to hear you on the line this morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Cousin Doretha, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
I'm blessed. And they were trying to not let me get on the line. I kept trying. I said, devil, you a liar. I'm getting on the line today. I'm getting on the line. And I got through on the line. I thank the Lord for it.
Yes,
and I'm
Lord.
Doing good in my body. And I also want prayer next weekend. I won't be on the line. I'll be in Louisiana celebrating my sister's 70th birthday.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, we thank God for you. We pray, Lord, that you bless your daughter as she go, oh, Father God, for traveling with traveling grace and mercy, oh, God, that you go before preparing the way, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, making every crooked path straight, oh, God. Lord, we pray that you're blessing to be a blessing. Oh, Lord, when she show up, oh, God, we just want to say thank you as we decree and declare victory right now. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that you'll be amongst them, oh, God. Your Holy Spirit will run rapid, amen, and touch all, hallelujah, in the place, amen. And we just want to say thank you, that joy would come, that peace would be still, and we just thank you right now in advance, believing and trusting you for it all, and it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Yeah. God bless you. God keep you.
And I'm looking for you too.
Oh, I won't be there next weekend. My daughter's birthday is the same weekend, and I was in the hospital about a month ago, and I had to use those days that I had scheduled to come out there, so I won't be able to make
it. Okay. All right, then.
All right. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah.
God bless you.
Amen and amen. Twan, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Hey, good morning, family. I'm blessed, and I'm doing well. Yeah. I'm getting actually ripping and running for my daughter's second birthday party, but I just wanted to get on the line to let everybody know I'm doing good and to fellowship with the family and be in the presence of God. So I'm doing well. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. We were praying for you. We called your name out so good that you popped on the line. So God bless you and God keep you. It's always good to hear you on the line. Amen. Touching and agreeing in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah, God. God bless you. God keep you, Twan. Amen. And may the day be blessed for your baby. We pray for many blessed years for her life. And just thank you, Father God, in advance for all that you're doing and all that you're about to do in the life of the baby. Amen. And thank you, Lord. Mama, God bless you. Welcome. How you doing and how you been?
Good, bless you, morning. I'm good. I'm good because I'm still here. But my normal thing on Saturday morning say, good morning from Houston to Louisiana to Indianapolis. I'm all is well in Houston. I hope all is well in every city that I just named. Amen.
Yes, Doretha is in Indiana. And that
is Indianapolis.
I got
it.
Indianapolis is a it is a place, but it's not what she said. Indiana. Louisiana, the Indiana.
Indiana.
Tennessee. Chicago and Mississippi, all surrounding cities, Houston, Texas. Amen. God bless you, Mama. So good to hear your voice on the line. We love you. We thank God for you. I was wondering when you were going to pop on the line this morning. Seems like you made it on in. So God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. If you're just getting on the line, you heard me. You may not have heard me in the beginning. My phone is about to go out. I thought I had enough charge on it to be able to log into the system this morning. I work on two different systems here. But I want to make sure we have time to receive the scripture, and then I'll close us out in prayer this morning. Amen. We thank you, Father God, once again for this opportunity. Our scripture is coming from the book of First Peter chapter 3, verse 8 through 12. I'll be coming out the New King James Version. Again, that's First Peter chapter 3, verse 8 through 12. The Bible says in First Peter chapter 3, verse 8 through 12, it says, "Finally, all of you, be of one mind, having compassion for one another. Love as brothers, be tenderhearted, be courteous, not returning evil for evil or reviling for reviling, but on the contrary, blessing, knowing that you were called to this, that you may inherit a blessing. For he who would love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips from speaking deceit. Let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it." Amen. Verse 12 says, "For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil." Hallelujah. So wrap it up for us here, because I pray the line doesn't hang us up before I do. But hallelujah. When we look at the scripture here and understanding where is God and how can we know God is real, who says the Bible is any better than any other holy book. So to answer these questions, God sent his son Jesus Christ as living evidence. God also chose Peter and others to show what a difference true faith makes in the real world. So here, the once impulsive, belligerent, domineering, arrogant Peter bears witness to a life of harmony, compassion, love, and humility. I want us to understand when we receive Jesus Christ, change comes and it's noticed by others. Amen. When you used to be a cussing, fussing, fighting, now you're a peacemaker. Amen. You're loving. Amen. You're tenderhearted and compassionate, and you're operating humility. Hallelujah. That change, it shows up. Amen. See what a difference God makes. Amen. You are God's witness to skeptical people. Let your life be evidence of his truth. Let your pride become humility and your insensitivity give way to genuine affection for others. We don't stay the same. Amen. Hallelujah. We don't just say, that's just who I am. Amen. When Jesus comes and we receive Jesus Christ, amen, when we truly receive Jesus Christ and the Holy Spirit, we become changed. That others would notice and see, hey, that was nothing but God. Amen. When we look in the scripture here, Peter lists five key elements that should characterize any group believers. One mind, pursuing the same goals, compassion, being responsive to others' needs, love, seeing and treating others, treating one another as brothers and sisters, tenderness, being affectionately sensitive and caring, humility, being willing to encourage one another and rejoice in one another's successes. See, these five qualities go a long way toward helping believers serve God well. In our fallen world, it is often deemed acceptable by some to tear people down verbally or to go back at them if we feel hurt. But Peter, remembering Jesus' teaching to turn the other cheek in the book of Matthew, encourages readers to pay back wrongs with blessings, such as by praying for the offenders. I know some of you say, I'm not that strong yet. I just can't do that. I'm mad right now. See, in God's kingdom, revenge is unacceptable behavior. As insulting a person, no matter how indirectly it is done, rise above getting back at those who hurt you. Instead of reacting angrily to these people, pray for them. Pray for them. Hallelujah. As I get ready to close out here in scripture, Lord, we thank you for your word. Amen. Hallelujah. May it touch everyone's heart on today, amen. May the Spirit of God touch you in a mighty way, amen, that if this is you, amen, that you make a decision on today to be changed, that you make a decision on today to receive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ and be changed, amen, receive the Holy Spirit. When we look at verse 11, it said, let him turn away from evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. Too often we see peace as merely the absence of conflict, and it's not. And we think of peacemaking as a passive role. But an effective peacemaker actively pursues peace by building good relationships. A peacemaker anticipates problems and deals with them before they occur. See, when conflicts arise, they are brought into the open and dealt with before they grow unmanageable. Making peace takes hard work. It takes hard work. We have to search for it and work to maintain it, but it results in God's blessing. I pray on today that God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all the doers of his word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. And Lord, we thank you, and it's in Jesus Christ's holy name. We pray to God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Before I wrap up here, family, I pray that we're all still on the line and that you all can hear me clearly. Amen.
Yes,
if
I'm
you can
home,
hear me,
yeah.
Just say amen. Amen. Glory to God.
Bernstein just came on.
Amen.
Yes, I'm
amen.
On.
Amen. God bless you, Bernstein. How you doing and how you been?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. How you doing? I'm taking some medicine. It's putting me to sleep. I was on the line early, but I went to sleep.
That's okay.
I'm back on the
Amen. Well, we didn't give up on you. We believe. I said, no, she's here. I see she's on the line. She's the first one calling. She's on here.
Yes.
And I just said, God bless you, Aunt Gernstein. We love you.
Yes, I will. Yes, Lord, I thank you.
Yes, glory to God. We're about to wrap up here, and we wrapped up here in scripture on today. And if you all have any prayer petition, remember the line is going to hang up here because my battery is really low. If your prayers have already went forth and you receive it, it was healing. Those prayers have went forth. It was delivered. Those prayers have went forth. If it's protection, God's hand of protection around us, those prayers have went forth. Amen. If it's traveling grace, hallelujah, and mercy, those prayers have went forth. Amen. Hallelujah. If it's deliverance, hallelujah, from addictions, like sickness, disease, I want you to know we pray that we believe it. We receive it. We walk in it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Amen. We pray and we believe it, so we shall receive it. We shall wait and see, amen, and testify the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I'll call your name if you have anything, any prayer petition at this time, and if it already went forward, just say amen. I just don't want the line to hang up on us before we get a chance to get to everybody. Amen. So we'll start with you, Aunt Bernstein. God bless you. Go ahead.
God bless you, too. I love you. I love everybody on the line. I'm sorry went to sleep, but I'm taking medicine, making this. So thank you, Lord. I got to hear you this morning. I was on here, but okay. I thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you. We love you so much. Amen.
Hallelujah.
I know you mean well, and you are in position, and we are still praying. Amen. And God has answered. So we just thank God we were able to hear your voice and that you were on the line. I told her, I said, she's on here. She's on. She may be sleeping, but she's on here. Amen. So God bless you. God keep you. I pray that all the prayers that went forth, amen, that you receive it right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, amen. For we know that the Spirit of God rests in you, amen. So God bless you. God keep you. We love you, and we thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hey, Classy, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Have a blessed
night. Glory to God. Cousin Brenda Gale, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Love your family. Thank God for you.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, Bo. We love you, and we thank God for you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. And we love you, Aunt Bernstein. Love you.
I love you, too.
Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, Bo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We love you. Because it... Father Sharon Gordon, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen, amen, and hallelujah. That's the highest praise. I just say hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The prayers was answered. And I want to read over that scripture because we all supposed to be ready when Jesus comes.
Amen. Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Cousin Kim, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. 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 To God be the glory.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Hey, Eliza Jane, God bless you. Go ahead.
I receive the prayer, and God bless you. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. God bless you, too. We love you so much. Cousin Doretha, God bless you. Go ahead.
I love you, and God love you, and have a blessed day. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, too. We love
Amen.
You so much.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Tuan, God bless you. Go ahead.
Yes, I don't have any prayer petitions. Go for it. Just trusting and believing in God for a good and a successful day.
Amen. God bless you. God keep you. Hallelujah. Mama, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory. Glory to God, and happy birthday to everyone that's celebrating a birthday this month of October. God bless you. We pray that God will continue to bless you with long life, good health, and strength, and the peace and the joy of God will always be your portion, and God's hedge of protection be around you and your family. As I close out here in prayer, Father God, we thank you, Lord. Father God, we can't thank you enough for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you're about to do in the life of your children. All that believe, oh God, it's our prayer today that all in our family, oh God, be saved. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Father God. Lord, we can't thank you. Even if we had 1,000 tongues apiece, we still couldn't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. Lord, we come asking for more of you and less of ourselves, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name, and we receive right now by faith abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, and we reign in life through Christ Jesus. Amen. We have life and that more abundantly. We walk in the light as he is the light. Amen. And the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin. Amen. We are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree in the crowd Psalm 91 and 10 that no evil will befall us and no plague shall come nigh to our will. And amen. In the name of Jesus Christ, that we are strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. We're rooted and grounded in love. We're blessed with natural. We bless our natural enemies. And we overcome evil with good. Amen. Lord, bless us and keep us, oh God. Make your face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. Lord, lift up your confidence upon us and give us peace right now. In the name of Jesus Christ, we put on us the full armor of God, and we decree and declare the full armor of God covers us and protects us. Amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We bless your holy name, Father God. We decree and declare your goodness right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we love you. Lord, we need you. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare all is well with us in our home. As we leave this line, ever in your presence, we thank you, Father God, that you've already made a way which seemed to be no way. And we seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray with thanksgiving. To God be the glory. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless your family. God bless you. God keep you. Whatever it is, I want to encourage you on today. Just stand in faith. This is where God works miracles, in faith. The Bible tells us that we cannot please God if we don't have faith. So I pray on today that God would increase your faith right now to receive it, the miracle. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I lift up my cousin on the line, and our cousin Connie and her family.
Yes, Lord.
And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Touch in the mighty way of God. Thank you for your hedge of protection, Father God.
Oh, yes.
We declare and declare on today it is well.
It is well.
Lord God of heaven, mend every broken heart that has been destroyed or wounded by selfish behavior. Give us the heart of God to love our sisters and brothers in Christ, even as God loves us.
Yes.
And the strength each day to constantly demonstrate that love so that the world sees our relationships, they will long to be in them rather than avoid them. Heavenly Father, build up our marriages and strengthen our homes, oh God.
Build it up, Lord.
Another generation, God, picture of the perfect vision of love. We call for your strong actions to put a hedge of protection around our homes and around our marriages and our children, God. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare it is so.
Hallelujah.
And it shall be no other way.
Hallelujah.
We thank you that restoration has come. As we decree and declare that we operate with the fruit of the Spirit.
Yes,
and we thank you for
it.
And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray, we believe, we receive.
Yes.
To God be the glory.
Yes.
Amen and amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. God keep you.
Hallelujah.
We love you and we thank God for you. You all have a blessed week, you and a blessed week until we meet again. Amen.
Too,
God bless
you,
family. I love you. And I thank God
love
for you. Hallelujah.
You God bless you. You
hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I want to see him. Look upon
hallelujah.
Face.
Oh,
let
yes.
Let
it sing
forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice. Here
what
is all
say?
Past, home at last, ever to reach your
I want to hear you say it.
Give it back to you. You gave me my husband, you know I love him. And now I'll give him back so you know I'm all in. Lord, take my children, my family. I want you to know that you have me. I need to know that you're happy. Yeah, when I finally start breathing, yeah. King on the throne. Hold up, wait a minute. Gold streak, gold mansion. Just because I love gone with a passion. Can't get you when it gets, but if you ask him, he'll give you that like can you imagine. Living without all his grace. Sometimes I still get amazed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Pressure for all of my days. Until I finally stop breathing, yeah. When I get to heaven, gonna sing and shout, then I'll